Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. To begin, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And just a moment. And in which of the following states are you registered to vote? In Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
Nevada.
Thank you very much. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
84.
In 84, thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I certainly will.
Thank you very much. So is that almost certain or probably?
Sure.
Thank you. Now, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Where do you begin?
Anything that comes into mind. What would you say
Border.
is the most important? Border, what about the
Border
border?
crisis. Border crisis.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
Course, Donald Trump.
Thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you very much. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100, where 0 means that there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. The first one is Donald Trump.
100.
And the next one is Joe Biden.
Negative infinity
On a scale from
or
0 to 100?
zero.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for a Republican Sam Brown or Democrat Jackie Rosen?
Jackie Rosen, Republican.
Republican, thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Donald Trump, President Trump, I'm sorry.
And do you trust Donald Trump and the Republican Party somewhat more, or do you trust Donald Trump and the Republican Party much more?
I trust President Trump 100%.
Okay, so that would be much more, or somewhat more?
That'd be the highest level you have.
Thank you. Now, please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. The first one is, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. The next one is, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Strongly disagree.
President Biden should prioritize for authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressures on pressure on city and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, please tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check, cannot safely return to their homes safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Well, I disagree.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. The first one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Oh my God. Why are we worried about so many other people except Americans? I mean, the question itself is counterintuitive. Just worried about everybody else except Americans. I would never vote for that guy.
So if President Biden enacted this program?
If he enacted any immigration act, I would never vote for that guy.
So the question is, if President Biden enacted this program, would that make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election? Or would it make
guy.
A difference? One way or another.
No difference. I am voting for that guy.
Thank you. The next one is a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in arrivals.
What are we referring to? What's wrong with loading a plane full of immigrants, sending them back to Venezuela? They're not in war. Mexico is not in war. Salvador is not in war. Guatemala is not in war. What are we talking about? Ukrainians? That's another country that needs a piece of garbage.
So hearing about this, if President Biden enacted that program, would that make you less?
I'll never vote for him. No. I wouldn't vote for him.
So
I don't have a heart for immigrants. I have a heart for Americans. Huh? No, I'm not going to vote for that guy.
How should I record your answer?
Absolutely not. I will not vote for him. I'm not in the business of saving the world. The United States of America, not the United States of the world. So, no, I'm not. I would absolutely not vote for him.
So that would make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or it makes no difference one way or another?
It makes no difference.
Thank you. And the next one is a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Oh, it makes no difference to me.
Thank you. The next one is a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Thank you. The next one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
So if I commit a crime as an American, do I get to stay with my family?
I am not sure. I am required to read verbatim, and there's no
more information.
That's
the question you're going to need to ask your boss. I mean, as an American, I commit a crime, do I get to stay with my family?
No.
So how should I record your answer?
No, it's a crime. I mean, that's in this country illegally. It's a crime. No, absolutely not.
I'm an American citizen. I pay a lot of taxes, and if I commit a crime, my family coming with me. I'll be separated from my family, but illegals, we're worried about them staying together. Yeah, okay.
So how should I record your answer?
That's absolutely
that
not. I'll never... No,
would
I'm
that
not going to vote for that guy.
Much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or it makes no
much
difference.
Much less likely.
Much
makes no difference or less likely.
Which one? Makes no difference. Thank you. Now, what about a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation?
Oh, it makes no difference to me. You can put them all.
Thank you. And the last one for this section, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
There's no difference.
Thank you very much. Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and the Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of immigrants. Hearing about this, are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about that?
Absolutely no concerns.
Thank you. The next one is, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Yeah. Well, ask Joe Biden what day it is, and you'll get your answer why they fail.
So, hearing about this, is it very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Oh, very concerned.
Thank you. The next one is, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
That's a funny question.
Hearing
President
about
Trump's he's not in office. I don't know how you guys tie him into the border when Biden's the one who has the power. I don't understand how that question ties the president. If he's not in office.
So hearing about this, are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
No, I'm not at all concerned.
Thank you. The next one is, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our community.
Oh, my God, that's such a joke. The guy who gave the highest economic levels to blacks and Hispanics, but somehow he's racist, right? Okay. Well, I'm not concerned about that at all.
Okay. Thank you. And the last one for this section is, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Hearing about this, are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not concerned at all. You shouldn't vote.
Thank you. Now, I'm going
to
read...
Why don't I go vote in their country? Let me fly to Venezuela and try to get a vote in, see what happens to me.
Thank you.
My God.
Now, I am going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. The first one is, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have stayed in this country. Or Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border.
No, deport them all, everyone.
So
in New York, all across the country.
So which approach comes closer to your... And
President
Trump's
approach.
And is it some much closer or just somewhat closer?
It's right in my heart. It beats right in my with my heart, so it's very close.
Much closer or somewhat?
No, it's much closer.
Much closer. 100%. Thank you. Now, after hearing more information, let me ask you for the final time about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
President Trump.
Thank you. And as best as you can, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or is in this country without papers?
Yeah, I do.
And what is your relationship to them? Are they your acquaintance, friend, co-worker, or a family member?
Just acquaintances.
Acquaintances, thank you. Now, in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information from? Fox News channel or website? Yes or no?
No.
TikTok?
No. The Chinese network? No, thank you.
WhatsApp?
No.
Instagram?
No.
Facebook?
Nope.
OAN or Newsmax?
What was that?
OAN or Newsmax?
I never heard of that one, but no.
Univision or Telemundo?
Oh my God, no.
YouTube?
Somewhat, yeah.
Spanish language radio programs?
Nope.
MSNBC and CNN or other major news network channels or websites?
No.
Thank
you
very much. Finally, I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Latin America.
And is that... Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America.
Mexico and Central America.
And in Central America, may I know which country?
Guatemala.
Thank you very much. Now, were you born in the United States mainland or on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
The U.S.
Thank you. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Country.
Yes, in another country?
Yeah, Guatemala.
Thank you. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always English, or something else?
Always English.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or what?
I'm a MAGA supporter. I hate the Republican Party.
Okay, thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
No, not a strong Republican.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
Thank you. What is your religion, if any?
Christianity. Christian.
Okay. Christian. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Carlos.
Thank you very much. No, thank you for your time. So I just want to ask, are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Sure, why not?
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your time and have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.